Right.
We're in the Sights On studio right here.
Sights On.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Welcome back to the Sights On podcast. I'm Luciano and this is Alex. It is the 10th episode. What a accomplishment.
Yeah, for what this. A milestone for the Sights On, you know, studio and the as us two. Finally getting 10 episodes. Most 90% don't get past the third episode, so we've definitely have a little bit of an accomplishment year. So
yeah, and I'm going to 100. I'm going to stick on it because I think this is one of the things that I enjoy throughout the week. I enjoy talking with you, and I just want to make more content, make more discussions with this podcast. So I definitely see this for sure being a multi-year project, and I think if you keep on following us, if you keep on watching us, we'll see us develop over time. So Yeah, it's a journey. It's definitely a journey.
Luigi doesn't know this, but I send emails to like the Daily Wire and Blaze Media all the time. They're like, hey, what would it take to eventually get a contract with y'all? What would it take? Like, you know, what do we need to go on? Now, I don't get a response, but I'm never going to stop emailing them. So that way one day they'll be like, oh, we should have got them when we had the chance.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah. I did that. I did one just, you can check our email. Or I think I sent it through my personal email, but I sent it. I was like, what would it take? I send this long email. Like,
yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's definitely the goal. Yeah. So what happened this week, Alex, like with your life?
I did a lot of schoolwork this week. It was a busy schoolwork week, and I have a test on Sunday for geology, so I'm studying for that. But I'm just mainly, it was just a study week, nothing too crazy. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of like, I'm kind of boring this week. I don't have a lot to say for my week, just studying. So, you know, it's one of those weeks.
But you rocked the geology test.
Yeah, and I have a that's my worst class right now with an 89. So we're picking that up this week. Yeah. That's the goal.
You got a 99 on that last one. So
yeah, for the government though.
Government. Oh, that was the government. Okay, okay. But the geology is the one that's kicking
geology's it's kicking my butt a little bit. I'm not that good at it.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what's. Oh, it's a study of the earth, right?
Study of the earth. It's actually perfect because she always says everyone thinks it's the study of rocks, but it's the study of earth. So
the earth. Yeah. My week, I had three tests in the last 5 days, and it was good because I made sure to study ahead of this, and then I featured the podcast, and I made sure to study for it, and yeah, I'm going to Pennsylvania tomorrow.
Nice. So, really? I didn't know that.
My dad and I, my mom and I want to go up there to see a church called St. Charbel. He's a healing saint, so we wanted to go up there and see the church, and it's going to be a fun trip because I've never been to Pennsylvania before, so I think it's the land of the Quakers, or am I wrong?
You're probably right. I think, I want to say it's either Maryland, Pennsylvania, or Delaware, and I don't know which one.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Yeah. It is, I think it's Pennsylvania.
It'll definitely be colder up there right now because...
I think it'll be in the 60s. You're probably in 70s. I don't think you'll get into the 80s, maybe, but I don't think it's in the 50s yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe we'll get to watch the leaves change because we're about to hit that fall season, you know, where all the leaves turn nice orange and stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
Be very pretty.
Yeah. I mean, I love fall for that reason, for the colors, but then I know that winter's coming up. And I'm like, oh, I dread it. I just don't like winter.
Yeah. I don't either.
My bones, the joints, they get slow. And especially because I play tennis, it's like, man, why am I playing tennis in 16-degree weather? Remember that practice my coach had? I was like, no, I'm not cutting this. But yeah.
All right.
All right, you ready to get started?
Let's go.
Yeah. Today we're talking about Amendments 6, 7, and 8. What would you do if you were a criminal here in the U.S.? What if you were a criminal? That's what we'll be talking about today.
If you just... break the law. Somehow you broke the law today, you need to know your amendments so that way you can defend yourself in court.
Exactly. The process for criminals here is very good. Very good compared to other countries. And we will dive right in. Let's go to the Sixth Amendment. So Alex, just give us a quick breakdown of what the Sixth Amendment is.
So the Sixth Amendment is the right to a speedy trial, which sounds, the word speedy I think is a little overdoing it because we think of speedy nowadays as like Amazon delivery packages, right? Like 1 to 2 days, but it's like 6 months.
6 months, yeah.
So that is the essence of it all. It also comes with, wrote it down here. I got to see it though. I forgot some of it. A speedy public trial, an impartial jury, be informed of the charges, confront witnesses against them, compulsory processes for obtaining witnesses in their favor, and the assistance of counsel for their defense.
Okay. Let's go to the first one. So you have a right to a speedy trial, 6 months. And why is this very important? Why do you think?
I think it's important because you don't want them to take years. And some of them do take years, I think, just depending on how much evidence. But for the average case, if they're taking about a year or more, that's a lot of time. It's a lot of money for us. You know, you have to pay a lawyer a lot of money for that time. Those are just my assumptions. But I think we also just want the process. We want justice faster. We want, you know, we don't want it to take forever. We don't want someone sitting in the legal system for years on end when they can already have served their sentence or be found not guilty, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine if you were in the court case. You're a criminal. You're in jail. And you just have to live your life in jail for 5 to 10 years without a court case.
Yeah, that's true, too. I was thinking about from like the non, like you're just a regular person. Like, you know, let's say you had a car accident and you get sued and you go to court. But yeah, you're right. That, too.
Yeah. You're just sitting there. Your life is being, it's going down the toilet because you don't have that court case to actually say what the verdict is. This is the case in many other countries. Like, if you look at Russia, China, Vietnam, or even the European countries, their court processes are so slow, and the rights of the people, they can't, even if they're accused falsely, they can't get through the court process as fast. In America, we have that amendment saying that you have the right to a speedy trial, and it is very important to have that, because if you have the speedy trial, you can get justice faster.
Yeah, and I think the reason we see a lot of those those Chinese websites that play American movies and stuff on there, because they want to take those courts to Kate, right, because it's copyright, but they can't because the Chinese court system is so slow, and they really don't do anything to help them with that. Like, they don't care, you know, kind of deal. So
Yeah. So going to the length of the court trial, the transition to that is that now you have to have a jury in the court trial. What is the importance of a jury as opposed to the government deciding what a case does for you?
So that way the people more decide on what goes on, and they can see for themselves the evidence. And like I said, I think it's important for the people to see how, one, a trial works for people that have to go to jury duty, but like the whole, wouldn't you say, am I wrong? Like, so that way they see everything in a way? Or, like, am I missing something?
Yeah, the jury is very important, because if the government gets its way, they will do it one way for their own advantage. So let's say a communist leader is in power, and he falsely accuses someone because he doesn't like that person. He puts that person in jail, and then the court trial comes because they have to find out what happened. And then the government decides how that person becomes, and he gives them a life sentence in prison. Imagine if we had the people deciding on that. They see what actually happens, and it's not just one person. If one person decides the fate of another, then that could be wrong. That person could be wrong. But if you have multiple people coming around, citizens that understand where the citizen's coming from, then you have multiple people discussing on the issue, and then you're more likely to come out with the right verdict if you have a jury.
Yeah, and also it's supposed to be a jury of your peers, so that way, you know, you're not getting a bunch of people that are completely against you, you know, like, that's why they have the process of, like, have you had anyone in a car, like, let's say it's a car accident case, and they're like, have you been in a car accident or know a family member that's been in a car accident? And if you have, they don't want you to be biased, so they're like, nope, go.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So they do a good job of, like, keep getting the right people for the jury. Sometimes I know for my parents, I've never been a jury, but some people say stuff so that way they don't have to go to jury duty. But I think you might as well just sit there, because it's a long time. Like, otherwise I guess you have a free day. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hear it's better just to go than to.
Yeah. I think it's your duty as a citizen to go to jury duty, because I just take it as a fact, like, if
you were in that situation,
you would want people who were fair and came to the jury duty just to help you in that situation. So I think You should do that. You
No,
should go.
I actually got called up for jury duty. I forget, it was a higher up court too or something, and I was like, I don't want to go. But so I put in a request. I was like, I have school, and they accepted it. So I was like,
They're pretty fair about it too.
yeah, if you have like a reason not to be there, they usually decline it. But
So, bottom line, jury is important for the individual because if they don't have it, then they're just going to be decided by one individual. And you see how that happens in other countries where the king or the communist leader can just put the people that they want into jail.
yeah.
Is there a last provision in the Sixth Amendment?
And 6 minutes? No, I think, what was
I
it?
believe there's one more, but we can.
I don't think I put it in here. If you know
You
it.
have the right to know who accused you of the crime, and then the right to know what you're accused of, and then the witnesses against you, and then you have the right to have compulsory process of obtaining witness in his favor. So witnesses in your favor and against you, you know who they are.
Kind of like the jury of the peers in a way. Yeah.
If imagine if you didn't have this, then you wouldn't know who accused you. You wouldn't know of your crime.
Yeah, that would
So
suck.
you're just in jail not knowing what you did. And people can accuse you falsely, and you don't know what you did, and then you are just rotting in jail. You don't have any defense. That's
Kind of
what I'm
sounds
saying.
like maybe this isn't a right correlation, but the Salem witch trials, where they were just accusing people, you're a witch, and then they would take them to court. And if they were a witch, they do this stupid trial, you either got burned to death or they tried to drown you. And if and they're like, oh, they died, I guess they weren't a witch.
I mean, I think, what do you think these amendments were an adjustment to that, or?
I think, well, the Salem witch trials were in the 1600s, and I think this is mainly. It could have possibly been correlated with that, but I think it's mainly like British rule. I know a lot of times they would, like, when Americans got to court, they would get, like, let's say they committed a crime, they had to go all the way back to England for their court case. So I think they kind of like fixed, with the Sixth Amendment, the speedy trial, I think that's one of the reasons probably, so they just put it here so it would happen faster.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that it's a they put it in place for to regard the citizens in that time, and I think it's valuable to continue it because it's a valuable thing if you ever get accused of a crime here.
Yeah. All
All
right, on
right,
to the
let's
seventh.
on to the
You
seventh.
want to start us off with the
Yeah,
seventh?
so the Seventh Amendment is kind of a weird one.
It's a weird one.
It's a
It's
weird one.
not one that you definitely think about on the on your American amendments. Like, it's just kind of, I would say, forgotten.
So basically what it says is that the Seventh Amendment guarantees a trial in front of a jury if the matter is more than $20. So like the case, the worth of the case, if you like sue someone or if it's a physical damage to a car, like you get in an accident, if that is worth more than $20, then you get a trial. So
Yeah, let's say like you steal a Slurpee or a soda at the gas station, you're not gonna probably get a trial
in
for
front of a
that.
jury,
Yeah, in front of a jury. It would just be.
by the judge.
Yeah.
So basically what this is saying is that it's giving that right in place, saying that you get a trial no matter what if it's above $20, because below $20 is just an everyday thing.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of nice. I mean, as a, what would the word be? A nice for the people. Nobody wants to go to trial for with a jury for a candy bar, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't either, like.
Yeah, that's a waste of everybody's time. So I appreciate that they thought of us way back then.
But the thing is that the monetary value now, like back then, was pretty big
Yeah,
for $20.
$20 back in 1791 was probably like a lot. So if you can imagine what.
But it's still worth $20 a day, so
Yeah.
I mean.
I wonder if they adjusted that 1791 price for inflation, what it would be
Oh
today.
yeah, if they did that today, I think it would be around
Maybe 100 bucks
500 to
or oh, 500.
$1,000.
Oh, wow.
500 to 1,000, yeah.
Well, yeah, I still
But
think we'd need to go to court for 500 or 1,000, so.
yeah, that's more important. So, it's a sizable amount if you take it to consideration what people make daily. So, but the main thing is that the jury is required, and if you're a criminal, you get a jury in this country. You get a jury. You get people that are common deciding on your fate in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, the main thing I got was that it preserves the liberty of the United States.
Preserves the liberty of the United States. Yeah. All right. On to the next.
I think that's a quick one. This one will be a little bit longer, but as you know, the Eighth Amendment is kind of more well-known. This is one because back in the past, we used to use more harsh punishments. I think you know where I'm going with it. The Eighth Amendment is the... Man, I just had a brain fart right there. Prevents the excessive bail, fines, or cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an amendment that is very broad.
It's very, very broad. And most people just think about it for the punishment side, but it goes along with bail. You can't have a bail that is, like, so insanely high. Mm-hmm. They do have a limit to, you know, how much they can put on it, usually, depending on the crime, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I love the Eighth Amendment because it protects anyone from actually being scammed or being harmed for their own property, because it's invaluable in other countries that if you don't see what that happens in other countries, you don't know what you have here. That Eighth Amendment is to protect us here in this country because of what they've seen in other countries.
Yeah.
Let's take Britain, for example. They can do anything. They could have done anything in the colonist times. And you just need to have that amendment saying that the government can't take away your freedom. So I believe it's very valuable.
Yeah, and we can look at, like, this extreme example. Like, North Korea, if you imagine you committed a crime, your cruel and unusual punishment is death. But and even in Russia or, like, China, your punishment is probably... I know China has camps. You'll probably get put in a camp there, too.
Yeah.
And for Russia, their prison system is definitely... You will suffer.
Yeah. And a cruel and unusual punishment is, like, if you steal a loaf of bread...
Yeah.
In that country, you'll be locked up for about 20 years.
Yeah, and even, like, in Middle Eastern countries, they have Sharia law. So let's say you steal, like I said, bread, and something so simple like that, they cut your hand off, so that way you're, one, shown to everybody else, oh, I stole something, so I'm a criminal automatically. You're criminal for life because you're shown that your hand is cut off. And that, like, it's, I mean, that's right. A horrible punishment for something so simple.
That's so horrible.
But,
like, if you live with your hand cut off for the rest of your life, you can't do things. And having those types of punishments, it doesn't help the citizen at all. And it's just very, very, very scary to live in the country like that.
Yeah.
So, if going back, what is it? There's a story from Vietnam where the person took off from and tried to escape Vietnam. And when the person came back, they sentenced the person to just 20 years in prison because he went away. And that person, it's just not, you're not able to live in a country like that. So
yeah, it's true. We definitely don't want, like, in America, like, you know, cutting hands off, or, you know, we used to do electric chair, and they would put a rag over their face because they put a rag over your face because it would look so bad. Like, your face would, like, just look so horrible. Your eyes look like they're almost about to pop out from the electricity that's going inside. And that's a pretty horrible punishment as well. So,
well, what do you think about the death penalty?
I think it's needed, but I don't think it scares anybody, to be honest. It's not in every state, for one, so some people will always get away. But I think, this is my weird take on it, is that it's not scary enough because people, me and my girlfriend have been talking about this, death does not scare people anymore, to be honest, as much as it used to back in the day, because, like, people still commit mass horrible crimes in the United States at a level that I think is still too high, and people aren't scared of the possibility of getting the death penalty. So I still think it's needed, but I don't think it scares anybody.
Yeah.
So, and I think there are punishments. If you're going to commit such a heinous, cruel crime, then I think you have the death penalty still fair for you, depending on your crime. Yeah.
I'm just in a weird situation because I, as a Catholic, we value life, and the only person who can take life is God in our religion, because he's the one that decides. But if it's murder, that's a thing where someone else takes the life of another, and that's not God. So that's a mortal sin. But in terms of a person taking a lot of people's lives and there's no repercussions to them and they just get to spend their whole lives in prison, I could understand that in a sense, because it's a very bad situation here. So
yeah, if we look at, like, let's say, like, Uvalde, right? That goes into an elementary school, he kills those kids, and then he just sits in there in his prison, a regular prison cell, for the rest of his life. For me, I would want him to get the death penalty still, because like he committed such a horrible crime. Now, he did die, I think, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But if he had survived, I think it would have been fair, because you're not just killing like adults. You're going in to kill defenseless little kids, right, that did nothing to you. You just shot them to shoot them because you couldn't control yourself, I guess.
Yeah. And I can agree on you with that. It's necessary in certain places, yeah.
Yeah, because we definitely don't want people to think, oh, if I do this, I'll just sit in prison, and then the government basically makes everybody's taxpayer money goes in, and I just sit in prison till I die. Because if you think about it, all of our money, our taxpayer money goes to prisons to fund them. We fund people to sit in prison, so to keep the bad people out, I guess, of the world. But it's a weird way of thinking about it, but we definitely don't want those people getting out or getting light punishments personally.
Yeah. So that would be like a exception to the no cruel and unusual punishment, but it's not an exception because they really deserve it in the end.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we think Japan still hangs people to this day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You'd think that, like, you know, America used to do it and we don't do it anymore, but it's just crazy how some parts of the world still use older methods of punishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what do you think about, like, discipline in schools? Like, beating children for like doing bad things. What do you think about that?
Like with a paddle?
Yeah, with a paddle. Like, let's say you
definitely can't be over like elementary school. I don't think we want to see anybody getting hit with a paddle like in middle school or high school. That's definitely like past their age limit now.
Yeah, yeah.
I always know, like, my mom used to hit me with a spoon as a kid because it would hurt my pride, right? You're getting hit. So I think it might be hurting your pride a little bit that you got in trouble, you got caught, you know? Kind of like as a kid, if you got in trouble in elementary, you'd move your color from green to red and it would hurt your pride.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, no, yeah. I wasn't a bad kid.
Yeah.
But you got caught, whatever you're doing wrong. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but I don't also, like, I don't know. It's something I don't really, I haven't thought about enough to have a real opinion, but if schools want to do it, I'm not going to, like, say no. But if they don't want to do it, I'm not going to be like, oh, what the hell kind of deal.
I mean, it's, like, something you do in your home, right? Like, you have to discipline your kids some way. So if that goes to the school, then what's wrong with it? But there has been a lot of, like, you don't want another teacher hitting your son, your daughter. But,
well, it's usually the principal. But
is it the principal?
Yeah, you go to the principal's office, and he pulls out a paddle, and it's like, all right.
All right. What'd you do? Oh, that's 3 on the cheek.
Yeah.
But my dad, he got hit so many times. Damn. He has so many stories. He was a mischievous child. I was a mischievous child too, and the discipline there, I think it motivated them, like, because they didn't learn from getting hit, and he did it many times after. Like, you're not
gonna see, but eventually it doesn't scare you anymore. Like, oh, I guess you. I'm gonna go get paddled real quick. Yeah. I'll be back, guys.
I'll be back.
So, I don't know. It's, again, where I'm like, does it really do anything? I don't know. Like, there's got to be a better form of punishment in a way. I mean, but I don't think it's the worst. Like, I'm probably definitely going to spank my kids. If they do something wrong, you got to learn a little physical way. If I'm not scary a little bit to you that you don't listen to me, then I'm not doing my job right. Parents should always be, when you're a little kid, scary to you. If they eventually get to a point where they're not scared of you, you've done something wrong. And that's, I guess, a whole episode on parenting. But I think so, that, like, like, I knew if my mom was pulling out a spoon, or my dad, you ever hear, like, dad's getting the belt when you get home. Ooh, like, ooh, you know, like,
you're not doing that again.
You're not going to do that again, right? Like, you're freaking out. So, I understand in a way. It definitely only for little kids, though. We're not spanking 13-year-olds.
It gets to a point where you have to know when the child, or like, gets to a point where they can reason, and then you teach them why these things are wrong.
Yeah.
And then you hopefully wean off the spanking. I don't want to be spanking an 18-year-old.
Like, some of them definitely probably still need it.
Yeah. I need some sometimes, but whoa. I know how to take care of myself. But yeah, the Eighth Amendment. Yeah. Where did we get off to?
Yeah, we just kind of went on a little tangent right there.
Yeah, but Eighth Amendment is very important because it tells you that you don't have to bear unusual punishment for a small crime that you done. Like, large crimes, they have bigger punishment. It's like a continuum. Like, the more bigger your punishment here in America, the larger your Wait, the larger your crime, the larger your punishment.
Yeah, and for me, I am a Christian, but I still want to see justice. Like, I guess I have a little, I'm not, you know, a perfect Christian. I still want to see, in a way, it sounds bad, like, people getting the justice. So if that means the death penalty, that means the death penalty, because you committed something so horrible, depending on the crime, that's what you deserve, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, justice, it has to balance with, yeah, I think justice has to balance with, what's the word? Like, charity.
It's a weird way to put it.
Because, let's say, like, there's a crime that the person did in due faith because it was a last piece of bread for their family. Then you have to have generosity, charity to that.
Generosity, compassion.
Compassion.
To understand that why they did it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, should they be getting help, going to food stamps? Yes. Should they be doing the resources we have, or if they tried everything that didn't work, and we see the evidence that they've tried everything and they just couldn't get anything and they had to eventually just steal the bread, we can understand. But if you're just stealing the bread, right, to just steal, then you still gonna have to get a little punishment, you know, some way.
Yeah, and we see that here. It's generosity in America. We have a continuum of, we understand the crime and we know the value of the crime, and then we give the consequence based on the value of the crime. In other countries, they just give one large total punishment based on one person's decision, and that punishment could mean life in prison.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's
wrap it up.
A little bit of a wrap up here.
What's going on the end of the episode? I accidentally hit my mic.
Yeah. this episode was very important because we learned what was the process for a criminal here in the U.S. It's a very good system for us because we have the rights that protect us. Even if we do a small crime, and if we have a larger crime, then we have to suffer the consequences. But it's protected by a jury, and the jury decides the fate of the person, the individual. And that individual is protected because if that individual was protected, decided by a large person in the government, then it would mean utter chaos for that individual.
Yeah, these are basically just your regular court rights in America that you don't get in most third world countries or other countries. Maybe the European Union, that's all I can think of that would maybe have something similar, but that you have the rights in these courts to defend yourself and stuff like that.
But bottom line, don't get into the situation.
Yeah, just be a good U.S. citizen. Yeah. Stop committing crimes.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it's true.
It's facts, just don't commit crimes.
Yeah. So next episode, we are going to go into the 9th and 10th Amendment.
9th and 10th. It'll be episode 11.
Yeah. It's coming quick, coming soon. Next week, stay tuned. We are still posting on YouTube, Instagram. We have Instagram Live right now.
Yeah. We're going to do TikTok and YouTube Live, but apparently you need a lot more followers for that. So help us grow, because we need followers so that way we can get on those platforms too, so you can see us everywhere.
Yeah, and we are reading questions here. We had some questions last time we didn't get to answer, but on Instagram Live, if you have any questions you want to get answered here on the podcast, we will stop and answer them at the end of each episode, just like right now. So if you have any questions, we will be watching, and we don't see any right now, but
yeah. Thank you all, for everybody, for listening. We're super appreciative of everybody that comes out or every week that listens to the lives, you know, watches the lives, listens to the podcast on Spotify, wherever you listen to your episodes, that shares the podcast. We're super thankful for everyone. We do a prayer at every episode before we do this, so that way the Lord's with us when we do our episodes. We pray that just mainly that the technology works, because you wouldn't believe how much technology problems we have with these podcasts. But we're just so thankful for everything we have. Lucci, do you have anything to wrap it up?
Yeah, I love doing this, and I want to keep on doing this. Let's go. Sights on.
Signing off.